Hey everybody, it's time for Inside Lion Athletics, your weekly, most of the time, episodes of what's going on inside Lion track and field, in basketball, in football, volleyball. If we had a chess team, we could talk about them too. But right now, got George Pincock in the house. George, head coach of Lion track and field, and y'all feel kind of lonely when you look around campus, see people competing right now. There's a lot of working out though going on.
Yeah, we wish we saw more. We wish we were fortunate to see our other teams compete in postseason.
All right, tell us a little bit about what's going on with your squads. Little trip up to Arkansas last week.
We headed out to Fayetteville, kind of a Friday night tune-up meet, make sure that, some people had that last final opportunity to compete, get some good marks heading into our Southland Conference Championship this weekend.
So that's going to be a big trip. And it's in Houston this year?
No, down at Stephen F. Austin. So
Ah, that's right. You're
quick
going to
trip
get
for us.
on the lumber track. So that's kind of a, is that going to be different for y'all than any other facilities? We've talked to with other sports, we talk about the gym or the, just the house they're playing in.
I don't think it will be. We haven't been down there to compete as a team, but I think we've throughout this season been to enough venues, been to some big meets, been to some small meets, been to some stuff in between, had good weather, had bad weather. I really feel like our team's prepared and focused on the right things. I don't think they're going to be thrown off by being down in the bowl. I don't think the pine trees will be too big of a problem. I think that everyone's really focused on competing and putting out the best marks they can.
You've run your teams, and you probably have too, run in some bowls like that. The wind doesn't really have much impact up until the time it does.
Yeah,
It
yeah.
seems like it gets over a certain number of wind degrees, and then it's a swirl.
Yeah. It's you can kind of expect the wind to come one way, but depending on how hard it blows, then it kind of starts to swirl. So you just try to have the mindset that we're here to compete and do our best no matter where that swirl's kind of going.
All right. So, both teams going down for this. Coach, let's start going through some of the disciplines and how we looking at them. Why don't we start with the jumpers?
I think it's looking good. We bring back a really good jump crew, horizontal jump crew, on the women's side that had some medalists last year, and so looking to continue to do well there. On the men's side, Jamel obviously is having a fantastic season with us. He was a mid-year pickup for us, and is really just kind of starting to get his feet underneath them and kind of figure things out. So hoping that goes well. You also have, Justin Vincent, a medalist from last year, back on the team, redshirted indoor season. So excited to see what we can do there. Our vertical jump group, and clearly we bring Janelle back. On the guys' side, we have some guys there that I think are jumping well. Kaylin Jones, and some other young guys there too. Jamel's gonna high jump. I think he can be a real talent there. And then, pole vault brings some medalists from indoors. So I think jumps where we want to be, and it's just about performing.
Great stuff. And we love our flying lions for sure. All right, how about just the straight races now? Let's go with the sprinters first.
I think both sprint teams are where they need to be right now. Our men's 4x1 is run well, sitting in a place that we should advance to regionals. But just always looking to kind of move forward from that, get into a little bit safer of a spot on that regional list. Our women's team performing really well at the right time of the year. I think there's really good chemistry there, and hoping that we can go to the conference championship, put together a season best, and I think that'll put us in a medal position in that relay, 4x1, and then obviously some races, 100, 200. Some hurdle races that we have some people that are competing really well right now, that we hope to just can kind of continue to do the same. And believe that a championship brings the best out of everybody.
It's always fun when you're running or jumping or
Yeah.
whatever the dis or throwing for all the gold. And how about our throwers this year?
We have a small group of throwers, but I think we're really solid there. We bring back Romy, school record holder in the discus, performing really well, really consistent. And so just looking for her to continue on that. And I think the throws in the conference on the female side are probably pretty deep this year. So looking forward to a great competition and seeing what happens there. And on the men's side, we're kind of in a rebuild on that men's side. A hammer thrower that's progressing at the right time, threw a 5 meter PR last week. A young freshman on the women's side in the hammer. So just kind of keep developing that backside of things as people like Romy and some of the school record holders are competing.
All right, coach, how about what are the prospects? What are some of the other squads? Who's going to be our biggest competition in trying to grab a team trophy?
I think you look at indoors, SFA put together a really good team, pretty balanced team, and they're at home. So I think you kind of have to tip your hat to them and try to chase them down in some ways. And so, they're good. You got Northwestern on the women's side, it's pretty deep. Maybe not as balanced as some of the other teams, but a little more depth in certain areas. So I think it's just going to be a great competition, we can point it out, we can kind of map it out and have a projected finish, but one or two events go your way, that changes really fast. One or two events don't go your way, it changes really fast too. So you just hope you're on the right side of that on the day of competition.
Usually those one or two things don't go your way. It's like in a relay, because that's double point value, and oh my, man.
No, not in college. No double points
Not
in college.
no.
No,
Oh,
thank
okay.
goodness. Thank goodness.
Well,
So.
it's been a while, man. All right. Hey, coach, look back over the season. How's the squad come together, and has anybody really surprised you with what they've been able to do versus what you thought they might could do going in? I know you have high hopes for all of them.
It's kind of a loaded question because some of my staff, Charlie, and we sit and we talk and we look at recruits and we're I think fairly critical of our kids when we bring them in. And so I don't want to say anyone's surprised me. I think we have a very talented team that our staff really believes in. And maybe this year some of our belief has been tougher for them to adopt in themselves. But I think over the last 5 to 6 weeks, they're starting to see what they can do as a group. And we saw some of that in Arkansas this past week with a couple more school records. There was a lot of smiles, a lot of fun being had too. So I don't want to say we're surprised by anyone or any event group. I think we're just confident in the kids we have. And really do believe in them.
Team building on in an individual sport, or a sport that's largely based on individual performance, it's a little bit different than it would be for a softball or football or basketball. What are some of the ways that you keep all that harmony in the house?
Well, I think fall training is a big part of that. If you can suffer side by side through some fall training, if you can find success in fall training with a teammate, I think that's a big part of what we do, and just having really open conversations about what's happening kind of behind the scenes of the team, and being dependable, being at practice, being a relay member that you can count on, being a thrower that you can count on, just in the kind of the day-to-day tasks. Like, I don't think we really have a secret sauce more so than just, open, honest communication and belief in one another, understanding what our program is, understanding the people that have been through this program, understanding the success that they've had, and that the success that the current team has matters to those people, I don't know if there's any motivator that's any greater than knowing what came before you, right? Like you just want to live up to those that came before you.
That's great. And that camaraderie that you get in track, those guys pulling for each other, those girls pulling for each other, is a lot of fun to meet. So after the conference meet, what are the potential destinations
Yeah,
for
so if
successful?
we're fortunate, which I think we will be, we'll have several move on to the first round of the NCAA championship, NCAA West Regional. That's the last week of May. It's kind of a 4-day track meet, so they do a women's prelim day, just women compete, come back the next day, men, and then day 3 and 4 are the finals of those respectively for each gender. So, on paper, we kind of mapped out. Just earlier this week, we're kind of looking at 13, 15. If things go well, we believe we can have maybe up to 18 people in that regional group. So, but a lot can change this week too, right? It's not just the Southland Conference Championship. You have just about every conference championship: Conference USA, Sun Belt, WAC, SEC, ACC. And you're always kind of looking at that next list for the regional championship and seeing how things are moving.
Wow. Where's the West region going to be held?
We're back in Arkansas, University of
Oh,
Arkansas.
okay.
So
Well,
kind
thank
of a
goodness.
reason we made that trip last week, kind of a desensitization, get used to
Yeah.
the facility, know what it's like, before all the lights and all the other teams are there.
How nice to be in a West region event and it's not all the way west.
Yeah, exactly.
Cuts down on travel. All right. We're so excited to see what's going to happen this weekend. And who knows? I'm not that far from Nacogdoches. Might have to slip down there.
Yeah, we'll probably be passing through where you're at right now, to be
That's
honest.
right. Well, you hey, if you stop in Jefferson, do it on the way back because the barbecue might slow them down.
Okay, got it.
George, so awesome to see you on here. Can't wait to hear how everybody does this weekend down in Nacogdoches. Good luck to your Flying Lions.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right, folks, stick around. We got a little more Inside Lion Athletics next. Two members of the track team are going to join us, and then we'll have a little chat with Valerie King about women's basketball recruits. Stick around. We've got more Inside Lion Athletics coming up. Welcome back, everybody. Some more Inside Lion Athletics. Hey, we had Coach a minute ago. Now we're going to bring in one of those fast guys that can run, jump, and do all kinds of other things. From Roy City, Texas, freshman long jumper and high jumper, Jamel Ward. And Jamel, you're not only a Lion now, but you're a Lion legacy. Your mom and your sister were both Lions. And you tried something else. You thought football might be a fun way to go, but something about those Montana winters. What was
Definitely.
the th what was tell us a little bit about your time in Montana.
My time in Montana, it was quick, but it was definitely a time. It was cool. It was a different scenery for sure. It wasn't nowhere that I had lived before, but it was definitely cold. I'll say that. It was definitely cold.
How cold was it when you decided I'm just not built for this?
I think it was one day we were in the stadium and I think we had some type of winter storm come through or whatever. It was so windy. I was like, yes. I don't know about this one, man. I don't know about this one.
You're thinking about those nice hot August days back home in Roy City. So you came home, you wanted to be closer to home, and all of a sudden you sign at East Texas A&M and you're not even playing football anymore. What's up with that? Long jumping, high jumping.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, started off football. I wasn't too decided with it. I know I had an opportunity at it, so I wasn't gonna pass it by, but I don't know. You can't. I just like to stick to something that I love. So obviously that was track. So it led me back here.
All right, tell us about long jumping and high jumping. You almost matched your personal best this last week in the long jump.
Yes, sir. Long jump and high jump. I've been long jumping and high jumping for about, I say about a consistent 3 years. Since sophomore year,
or sophomore year, I was hyped up in junior year high school. I was doing both. But long jump and high jump, it's they're my two things. They're my two things. That's my right and my left. So I love it.
I like that. How many other guys that you're competing against do you see in both disciplines?
When I looked, I didn't see too many. I didn't see too many. I think it might have been one, but I don't know. I didn't really see, to
I
be
mean, I've
honest.
seen athletes that, they could do well at just about anything, but you only have so many events that you can get in, right? That's still a rule. I guess because it was a technique that what made you want to try the high jump? You got to jump backwards. You run up and then flip.
My high school coach, Coach Crumpton, he was a big support with me on that. He was getting me out there practicing, trying to work on my form and stuff. Because even though my form's not perfect right now, it's not nowhere near good. But if you would have seen me in high school before I went to Coach Crumpton and he got me out there, it was a mess. But yeah, it was from my coach, Coach Crumpton. He got me started with high jump.
So how much higher are you leaping now than you did in your la at the last days, your best days in high school?
I mean, high school is much easier. I feel like I had a lot more legs. I was way more hyper. It was a lot more stuff to do. But right about now, I'm trying to get back to jumping that same height or the same heights that I was jumping in high school. I'm trying to get back steady with it. So
Good
we'll see.
deal. Do you are you going to look around the field on paper before you get down to Nacogdoches and see what the competition's like, or do you just focus on yourself?
I looked a couple weeks ago, or maybe 2 weeks ago. I don't too much look on paper or try to see where I line up against everybody, because at the end of the day, it's when we go out there, we have to perform, and that's what it is. So that's my plan.
Okay. I can't wait to see it. It's track meets are exciting. Some people can't stand, they just think they just sit there and watch people run around. Well, yeah, that's it, but you can't appreciate it until you do one. Tell us a little bit about your mom and your sister being influences on you to go to Commerce, where they both got degrees from.
They were a big influence. I mean, to follow in your mom and sister footsteps to go to the same college as them and try to see all the stories that they were telling you on campus, kind of play out because you're there now. It was definitely cool. It was a blessing.
So running around, your mom points out stuff to you. When your sister went there, she probably had a little bit different experience. So she points out things a little bit differently. Were there any of the, and you, we don't want you to get anybody in trouble, but did she say, "Hey, don't tell mom, but over here, this is what we were doing one
It was a couple of those. It was a couple of those. Yep,
time?"
it
Yeah.
was a couple of those.
My sister came out for my birthday when I was a freshman in college in San Antonio, and she was wrapping up post-grad work in Houston, and I didn't, it was trouble from the get-go. That's one of those things, though. Don't tell mom and dad. All right. So, how excited are you with your teammates to see how well they do? Because to go as a team on to the West Regionals, it beats just one or two of you qualifying.
I'm very excited. I mean, they've been putting in the work. They train, work hard every day. So I'm very excited to see what we can do and see what the outcome is.
All right, it's going to be fun stuff. Hey, Jamel, congratulations, by the way. I saw you got one of the Student Athlete of the Week awards,
Yes, sir.
and
Thank
you can still get a few more of those to go with what is still ahead.
you. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, good luck to you and the rest of the Lions. We'll line up here And we'll let you get back to your training. Thanks so much, Jamel. It's
Sure.
good to meet you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Nice to meet you too.
See you on campus, pal.
See you.
Folks, stick around. We got a little more Inside Lion Athletics coming up after this. Welcome back, everybody, to Inside Lion Athletics. Charlie Chitwood here. It's a short one this week, but hey, it's all good stuff. We get to talk basketball now, women's basketball in particular. Here's Valerie King, head coach, and you get to rest on your laurels now for about 5 minutes after all the recruiting work. Your staff gets a little bit of break, but it's not going to be a long one.
Yeah, I mean, we finished recruiting probably about 2 weeks ago, right before we had a women's basketball has the recruiting shutdown. So we had that last week. But we finished about 2 weeks ago, which was great. I when we first started this, I don't even know, March 26th, 27th, I think that was our first visit. I didn't know that we would be done by May 4th, but we did, and obviously that was good. Super excited about all the kids we've signed and for next season.
So, and you can't wait to get them here, but you can't get them out there just yet. The semester is not totally over, and you still have the summer break. What's the
Yeah.
schedule going to be like for your team this year?
The
I'm
summer
talking about
schedule?
the summer schedule, not
Yeah,
the.
yeah. So move-in day will be May 29th. So we'll be here for about 8 weeks this summer through June through July. Obviously, we'll do all the everything basketball stuff we do. We'll work out about 4 or 5 days a week. And this summer we've actually done some like fun things every summer, but we're gonna change it up a little bit this summer and do some life skills. We're gonna do a cooking class. We're gonna do self-defense class with our with Officer Ray on campus. So that should be fun. We're gonna go to the mechanic on campus to learn how to change a tire, change oil. So
Those
we've
are
got some
all
fun stuff going
valuable.
on. It's all life skills that everybody needs to know.
Well,
So.
don't, you know, we don't want any of them to join a pit crew. I mean, it'd probably be cool if they did, but you know, play basketball. So how excited are you and your staff for this bunch? When you think about basketball recruits, everybody's always like, well, bigger, faster, stronger, like everybody else. But coach, y'all really got bigger, faster, stronger.
I mean, I think when we talked middle of March, end of March, before we started, really getting into recruiting at the end of the season, we talked about, really upgrading our size at each position. We knew that was a main thing, but not just upgrading our size, not losing all the other intangibles that we look for, with some speed and athleticism and all that stuff. Being able to make a three, all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of where all that went. We were able to get bigger in every spot this year, which super excited about. I'm really excited with the kids that we got. Obviously, transfer portal kids, but also the three high school kids we have coming in as well.
Coach, when you go into the portal these days, and you use the term bounce backs, and that's a high school kid from the area that went away and decided to come back closer to home. How has that worked out for us? You've told me that it's been a little up and down, recruiting that way.
I mean, I think we actually signed two kids that we recruited pretty hard out of high school. Jariah Baines and Brooklyn Terry. But Jariah went to South Alabama, Brooklyn went to UTEP. And two kids that, I think right away we knew, they knew that they wanted to be here and we wanted them to be here. So that, those were really good ones for us. We had put a lot of time into them, the past few years. So, we're hoping they're both, able to come in. They're bigger guards. They can, play different positions on the floor. They can guard different spots. So I'm really excited about them. And then a couple other kids that we were able to get, Tori Seaver from, she was at Corpus Christi, but she's a Denton kid, so kind of bringing her home. Super excited about that. 6'4" post player for us that'll be able to, has seen action, knows the Southland, and I think will really be able to step in and play for us right away. Jalen Brill, who was at Tarleton, not a Texas kid, but was here for a year. She's a Nebraska kid. She actually played high school with JNT in Nebraska, so pretty cool connection there as well. But again, another 6'3" post player bringing in that we're really, really excited about. She's coming off of an ankle injury, but I think she's on the upswing of her rehab, so she'll be moving here in a month or so. And I can't, I mean, we've got, I can't even remember who else we've got now.
I don't know. It's exciting though. I've
I
looked at the
know.
list.
Yeah.
So with different tools like this, I've put it to you and one or two other coaches about how is it like picking up a different golf club when you have a different a team that has a different skill set at different positions as
Yeah,
you
I
have a team.
think the staff, we've talked about this. I think that's what's great with summer workouts. We're able to really dig into small individual group workouts and really pinpoint what they're really good at. Where we can put them in a position to succeed, where they can really help us, maybe in some areas we haven't been great at in the past, like this past year. I think that's what's really important for us right now, is being able to plug some holes where we weren't great at this year. Obviously having two bigs inside now at the five spot will change a lot of our defensive philosophy. Just having a 6'4", 6'3" kid at the basket helps immensely. So, but yeah, I think, summer workouts serve a huge purpose for us, especially when we have nine newcomers, of being able to tackle, day by day, what they're going to be really good at for us and how they're going to succeed in our offense and our defense.
When they're going through those one-on-one drills to for y'all to find out where their boundaries are as players, what do you do with that once you start thinking about well, you what do you do when you have them pushed to their own envelopes?
I think for us, it's we teach a great deal at the beginning, where it's a lot of 1-0 and then 1-1 stuff. I think you're able to tell a lot about that, and then adding, be a 2-2 or a 3-3, and being able to see how well they play with other people on the floor. That really, for me as a coach, that shows me, if they know how to play with other people, or if they're just like a one-on-one player, at that point we can really dive into weaknesses or strengths that they have from that. And the way we run our offense, I think it can be changed here or there for whichever kid it needs to be. I don't want to say changed, but molded to, and or just getting them in the correct position. Like, if we want to get Jariah post up, we're going to be able to get her a post up on a guard. Stuff like that. So.
So when you've got somebody that you've got a feel for a few weeks into summer, then you start working on little things that can help them adjust and, a tweak here, a twist there.
Yeah, that's correct. I think it's, the first couple of weeks are obviously slow because we're really teaching and making sure all of our footwork is down and all that kind of stuff. But once you get to that, and then you can really see what, the things they may need to work on, or the things that they're really good at, then you can really explore some options of, these are the two things that, Cora really needs to work on the next 3 weeks of fall work or summer workouts. So.
So the guards, what you mentioned about, somebody might be more comfortable or more have more experience working one-on-one style of play. How do you work with a guard like that? And that's what you are. But to kind of open up their vision. so they can see the rest of the
You
floor a
know,
little
that's
better.
a good question. It was a conversation I had with a coaching colleague this morning of, you know, your eyes up and just seeing who you're playing with and stuff. And obviously it's different for each kid. You know, I think just time and consistency, effort showing them film, letting them see like, hey, you know, you don't have to go one-on-one all the time. You may have a better opportunity for a one-on-one if you make this pass and get it back, and or you know the balls, you're getting the ball in the second reversal, and then you're able to, you know, go beat your player to the basket. So I think it's just showing them different ways they can do it, and just them knowing and trusting that, you know, it's they may not get the that shot every single time, but it's going to come back to them at some point.
And that pass out to get the ball or to get space between your guard and their defender. There might be a different defender when the ball comes back.
That's correct. That's correct. So,
Interesting. It's going to be fun. All right, coach, we're chewing up all kinds of good basketball time here. What about games? Who are we playing? Are you getting any non-conference games lined up yet?
I'm waiting on two contracts, so I don't really want to say, but they're both Division One teams. Both will start on the road this year, so they will return next year. We're starting a home and home with Tarleton.
That won't draw a
yeah. So,
fly.
obviously exciting. We have our four guarantee games, you know, set. So, you know, right now, you know, we have a 32 game schedule, instead of 29, what it's been in the past. So, we'll have 10 non-conference, and then obviously 22 conference as of right now. So,
Okay, so you've
but yeah.
added 10% to your competition schedule. Did you have a particular reason to fill it up that way? Is it play as many as you're allowed, or
Yeah, I mean, we're playing our two non-ones. We're playing four guarantees, you know, just based off of all, you know, things we need to do. I'm counting my games now, Charlie. Yeah, and then our other four games are Division One opponents. We'll have a return from Lafayette this year, and we'll start three on the road that will return the following year. So,
Good deal.
yep.
Well, it'll be November before we know it, but for you and yours, it'll be June before you know it. So,
Yeah, it will before we know it.
all right. Coach, great stuff. Hey, get your break while you can, and we'll see you on campus with the rest of the team here before long.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
All right, folks, we're going to line up here. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Inside Lion Athletics. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time. Go Lions!